Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Frank, thank you so much for joining us, man. I hope everyone is healthy and safe. And I got to be honest, I was getting used to our regular meetings when I was doing your game, so I kind of miss you guys. If you could tell people about the auction and the All-In Challenge.
Right. So our package looks like just to be an honorary member of the coaching staff for the home opener of next season. You know, obviously there's a lot of uncertainty about the way this season is going to finish. You know, with whether there's going to be fans or not, it's unlikely there will be fans. But, you know, so we pushed it off into next season, and the home opener has always got a great buzz around the new season and our team. So you'd be an honorary member of the coaching staff. You'd be a part of our coaching staff meetings and morning shoot around. In the morning, you get 4 tickets to the game. I think we have a package of autographed items and a jersey with your name on the back. And, yeah, I think we did be part of the press conference after the game. You sit alongside me for the media availability, and I'll meet their guests after the game for dinner. So, you know, hopefully we can raise some money for a great cause.
Absolutely. And again, the bidding ends tomorrow at 6 p.m. So tomorrow at 6 p.m., it's the All-In Challenge. You can Google it. They're providing food to those in need, kids, elderly, and the frontline heroes. And obviously, we're all trying to help each other out here in this situation. And the Lakers and Coach Vogel are doing their part as well. And again, the bidding ends at 6 p.m. tomorrow on the All-In Challenge. All right. So before we get into basketball, you know, I want to talk to you. I saw you joked yesterday in your conference call that you've streamed everything, Frank, that you've streamed every platform by now. But what's been the biggest hit in the Vogel household?
The biggest hit? Well, oh, man. I mean, you know, we're big into TV series and whatnot. And, you know, I guess since the quarantine hit, or since we've been in the pandemic, probably the biggest hit has been All-American. With Tay Diggs and okay. You know, the football story that takes place here in L.A. But, you know, we've watched a ton of stuff from, you know, we finished Game of Thrones prior to this, The Stranger Things, Billions and Ozark are two of my favorites. But All-American, since the pandemic hit, probably All-American.
So you had not seen Game of Thrones up until now?
No, I did. I just threw that in there because anytime we're talking about, you know, streaming, you know, that's always at the top of the list for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, one of the greatest shows ever. I don't think there's any question about it. I want to start Billions, but I have asked people whether I should start Billions first or watch Succession on HBO. Obviously, similar type shows, but it's funny. Everyone just basically said, just watch both.
Yeah, I don't know much about Succession, but Billions is at the top of the list. I would start there.
Okay, fair enough. I'm in.
I don't imagine that Succession would be bad. Billions is unbelievable.
Okay. So, all right.
I can't go wrong either way, probably.
I'm in, Frank. I'm taking the Vogel suggestion there. We'll start Billions here pretty soon. Speaking of film, obviously we're in this unique situation. I'm curious, Frank. I mean, look, I know that you watch film all the time during the season or whatnot, but with the rapid pace of the season, it's sometimes little things could potentially slip through the cracks, right? Like even as tedious as you guys are when you're watching the film. But I'm curious to see, with time now on your side, have you seen something about your team on film that maybe caught your eye with the benefit of time? Maybe something you hadn't noticed previously?
Well, I think just going back and watching our tapes now, you know, in hindsight with some time in between the games, you know, it just we're better than I felt when we were in the season. You know, when you're coaching the team, every little thing that's wrong, you know, you want to correct it, you want to get it better, you want to improve it, you want to fix it. But if you step away, like we've been able to do, you know, the film that I've been watching of late has been, you know, really exciting and encouraging, you know, for me, for, you know, basically leaving me with the feeling that I wouldn't want to play against us because we have a heck of a team. You know, we're doing some really good things with our running game offensively, our spacing, our ability to play with the pass, and, you know, we've been impressive on film for the studies that I've done of late, and just left me encouraged and eager to get back.
I mean, clearly we all know the challenges we're all dealing with, and it's way bigger than basketball. I understand that. But is there a sense, even a little bit, amongst the group of, man, we were really hitting our stride right before this thing happened?
There's no doubt, and we definitely were. And I remember talking to our team prior to the Bucks and the Clippers game that weekend. Well, we had gotten beaten by both teams earlier in the season, and having watched those two tapes, we sort of went into that weekend with the mindset that, you know, judging from what we've done from that point in December to this point in, what was it, early March, we're a dramatically improved team. You know, we took big strides during that stretch, and you know, that was an exciting thing, you know, to sort of recognize. And, you know, we did understand we were hitting our stride. But look, this thing's out of our control. So, you know, teams have to battle adversity to achieve the ultimate prize. And, you know, for us, this is part of it. This is part of our story for this year's season, that, you know, we're going to have to take a stretch where we're hitting our stride and take some time away, a long time away, a big hiatus, and, you know, figure out how to reestablish those habits and do it again.
Frank, let me ask you a question. When did you start in the video room in Boston? I know you were with Coach Pitino at UK, but did you go with him to the video room right after?
I did. I went up the same season Coach Pitino went to the Celtics, and our first season was, ironically, the same season as this Last Dance that we're watching on ESPN. So Michael Jordan's sixth championship season was my first in the NBA, and you know, that's one of the things that stuck out is we were the first game of that season, and we beat them, and they didn't talk about it on this series. So I'm still excited.
Yeah, well, the reason I brought that up was that because I thought that aligned, because everyone's obviously talking about the Last Dance. Yeah, you didn't get the credit you deserved there, Vogel. Come on. But what are you?
That they lost their first four road games, but they didn't mention that the first one was in Boston against us.
Yeah, they did talk about the tough start, but yeah, they did not include you. But what do you remember from those days, maybe doing edits about Jordan? Like, how often did you find yourself just being wowed by what you saw?
Well, the biggest remembrance for me was just, that was the first time I had seen him play in person. You know what I mean? And, you know, to be up close and just see the athleticism and, you know, the verticality that he played with was really just remarkable. But to try to prepare for that team was, you know, it was really cool. I mean, I'm coming from the University of Kentucky, where we had a good career as a young video coordinator, and, you know, playing against your first game is Michael Jordan and the two-time champion or five-time champion Chicago Bulls was just a really neat experience.
So more nervous, that game, getting ready for that game as the video coordinator, or your appearance on David Letterman that you and I have talked about numerous times?
That's a great question. Probably the Bulls game, because, you know, when I was on David Letterman, I didn't really understand the scope of how big national TV was. I just thought my friends at school would be seeing me on TV, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Your livelihood wasn't on the line for the other one, for sure.
Right.
Hey, so you're clearly coaching one of the greats. And look, he gets compared to everyone, right? LeBron gets compared to Jordan and all the greats, and everyone loves comparisons. Outside of size and build, what would you say, though, is the biggest difference between the two as you watch their games?
Between Michael and LeBron?
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough comparison. I try to stay away from that, to be honest. You know, like you said, the size and build, their games are different. You know what I mean? You know, LeBron is just is more of a orchestrator of the whole team. You know, he runs all the action. He's the Tom Brady of whatever team he's a part of, the quarterback. And, you know, his vision and ability to facilitate, you know, is really – it's more like on a Magic Johnson level. I'd say that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're splitting hairs basically with these guys, which is the best part when you're talking about the guys at those particular levels, for sure. It's a fun game. I just say we should appreciate everyone, including those two, you know?
For sure. And, you know, Michael was great in his time, but, you know, this is LeBron's time now. So, you know, I think our fans, you know, really have to appreciate, especially the Lakers fans, have to appreciate what we have in him. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime talent and once-in-a-lifetime legacy that he's leaving on the game. And every chance that our fans have an opportunity to observe him and watch him, it's something they should they'll probably remember the rest of their life. And, you know, he's just special.
Frank Vogel with us here, Lakers head coach. A couple quick questions with you here, Frank. What has your communication been like with the guys, you know, LeBron, AD, and the entire group? Like, how has that been a challenge, I guess, or has it been a challenge during this time?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, but we've treated it like the off season. You know what I mean? We know we're going to be away. We're in this for the long haul. We've had several Zoom calls with our players just to give updates and check-ins with them. But, you know, it's a time to give them space as well, you know, and, you know, we've been in contact to make sure everybody's kind of staying in shape and everybody's in good health and good mental health. You know, everybody's doing okay. So, it's been a challenge, but, you know, all of us very eager to get back to work, obviously when it's safe and appropriate.
Frank Vogel with us here. So Frank, there's a lot of talk, about, you know, and I want to talk big picture with you here, kind of put your analyst hat on. There's a lot of talk about if and when you guys come back, that particularly for teams at the bottom of the playoff standings, about maybe even something creative, like a tournament for that 7 through 10 seeds or whatever. How would you feel about something like that if you were coaching one of those teams?
Well, you know, obviously if it's 7 through 10, you know, the teams that are 9, 10, 11, you know, they still had a chance if there was the rest of the season to be played. So I was one of those teams. I would want every opportunity to, you know, to get into the playoffs. You know, the teams that are at the bottom obviously have a different perspective, you know, with the value in coming back and returning to play. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting. There is a gap between 8 and 9 in both conferences, you know, so, you know, it'll just be interesting to see what the league decides. And we have the best commissioner in all of sports in Adam Silver. So, you know, I feel very confident in just following his lead on what he feels is best.
And just as a basketball fan, just when you look out west, besides your own potential matchup, what's the matchup you're looking at? You're like, ooh, that'll be fun to watch.
I think the whole thing is interesting, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, even what the Memphis Grizzlies have done this year, like, if we end up facing them in the playoffs, I'm super impressed with the job that the coach has done there. And, you know, that'll be interesting. You know, that obviously anybody James Harden plays against, anybody Kawhi Leonard plays against, you know, those are always fun to watch, fun battles to watch. And there's just so many great teams in the Western Conference. What Luka Doncic is able to have done, and Denver Nuggets, you know, I think all of them are going to be really exciting. Obviously, the one here that everybody wants to see is Lakers Clippers. But to me, you know, they're all going to have their own level of intrigue.
Frank, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for taking time with us here. And of course, make sure you go to the All In Challenge. They're doing a great job there. The Lakers are doing a fantastic piece of work here with the All In Challenge, providing food to those in need, kids, elderly, frontline heroes. The auction is up right now through tomorrow at 6 p.m. Become a Lakers honorary coaching staff member for their home opener next season. Frank, thanks so much again, man. Stay safe, stay healthy. Appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, George. Good catching up with you.
You too, man. Take care. There he is, Frank Vogel, Lakers head coach with us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN.